The new Louisiana Youth Concussion Act is aimed at educating athletes, trainers, and families on how to prevent serious sports injuries. State Senate Bill 189 calls concussions one of the most commonly reported injuries among student athletes. Jackie Hamilton is the head coach of Carroll High School's football team. He's seen his share of concussions over the years. Hamilton says a football player's bearing changes radically after a big blow to the head.
It's a strange look on a kid's face once he come off the field. Once you get him to the sideline, the eyes are not focused. They don't answer questions directly. You know, you have some that try to play it off, but anytime you have a concussion, you know, there's some symptoms that just can't be hidden.
17-year-old Colby Webb knows exactly what Coach Hamilton means. He plays fullback for Ouachita Christian School, just outside the Monroe City District. Webb took a helmet-to-helmet hit in a game earlier this year.
It hurts so bad. I've never had my head hurt that bad before, and I just remember trying to get up, because I know it was a big hit, because my feet almost left the ground, and I remember trying to get up, and when I got up, everything was just a little shaky and a little foggy, and I just wasn't really sure what was going on. I just knew I had to get up.
Webb had suffered a concussion and was kept out of the next two games for his own safety. A concussion means dangerous stress for the brain. University of Louisiana at Monroe's head of kinesiology, Ken Alford, explains.
A concussion really is bruising the brain. The brain is surrounded by a couple of heavy fibrous connective tissue sheaths. It's the dura of the brain. In between the thinner dura that lies right against the brain and the thicker dura that lies just under the skull, there's a fluid cavity. And in that fluid cavity, the brain sort of floats. It becomes a hydrostatic cushion for the brain. A trauma to the head causes these fibrous connective tissue sheaths to sort of press against the brain and produce some swelling.
The death of a 16-year-old football player in New York State from brain injuries following a hit in a game on October the 14th underscores the importance of becoming educated on concussion symptoms. In addition to Louisiana, other states such as Alabama have recently passed concussion awareness laws. Here in Monroe, the school board has just ratified new policy aimed at protecting its students in compliance with the state law. It requires coaches to complete an annual concussion recognition course. Superintendent of Schools Kathleen Harris says the biggest change will involve rigorous medical attention.
The main thing is making sure that when there is a head injury or any type of injury that could be problematic or serious, as the statute says or the act says, that we have medical people who can in fact determine that it is serious and will not allow a child to continue to participate or play.
For kinesiology professor Ken Alford, the new state law may represent a turning point in student athlete safety.
It seems to be a reasonable approach to it. It's a problem that's been around forever. It's unfortunately been just sort of an ignored problem because we really now have better technology to determine what's going on inside the trauma centers inside the head when trauma occurs that we weren't able to look at before.
At Carroll High School, Jackie Hamilton says he and his staff recognize the importance of being educated on the latest developments in concussion education. But even before the new laws, a culture of safer play had been developing, at least at Carroll High. Coach Hamilton says he has been instructing his players to avoid head-to-head tackling. And the coach says there have been no concussions on his team so far this year. For KEDM and the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.